They said before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for the work of the cross. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom and your glory. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, that we can come here today in your righteousness and sit around your word. And we thank you, Lord, that the word can change us, that the word can give us eternal life, and that your word can wash us. And so, Father, this morning may we see Jesus in your word. May we see the plan of God in your word. May we understand our purpose. And as we understand our purpose, give us the boldness to preach your word to others. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we're going to be looking at the Last Supper. And there's two interesting facets about the Last Supper, in that it was this time, nearly 2,000 years ago, that the event took place. But also in this chapter of John chapter 13, we see many interesting facets about Judas. And recently I told you that I read that the Roman Catholic Church had been trying to put out this new image of Judas. I'm sure you remember what I told you. So it's interesting to see that they've just found a manuscript. The only one. The only one. And all of a sudden. So I'm sure that John chapter 13 will clear up a lot of issues, because God watches over his word to perform it. God keeps his word. And God's word is true. But before we look at John chapter 13 this morning, we need to understand a little bit of the background to this chapter. You see, up until this point, the ministry of Jesus is public. Jesus is talking to everyone. He's calling men to salvation. And he gets into disputes with religious leaders. He has a very public ministry. But then in John chapter 13, he goes behind closed doors, and it's just Jesus and his disciples, what we call the Last Supper, the night on which he was betrayed. And so this is the setting for John chapter 13. So let's read from verse 1. So you can open your Bibles to John chapter 13 and from verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Now the hour here that Jesus spoke of was now. It was the hour of his suffering, the hour of the cross and his glory that was upon him. Notice that this hour is not on his terms. He never set the hour. It was set by the Father, because Jesus came to do the will of God, to accomplish the will of the Father, Yahweh. This is the hour chosen by God the Father, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Notice that phrase. Having loved his own which were in the world. Jesus was going to leave this world, but we stay in it. And that's something that we need to understand. We are in this world. We live in this world. We don't live on some other cloud. We stay in this world, but Jesus loved us unto the end. And end here is unto perfection. In other words, what he started in us, he will complete until the day of Jesus Christ. You see, we are the objects of his love. And so Jesus has Passover, the Last Supper, with his disciples. But the other thing about Jesus' Passover, it's before time. This is the preparation day for the Passover, the Tuesday evening. And from a Jewish perspective, Tuesday evening till Wednesday evening would be the day of the Passover, the 14th of April, AD 32. And so from a Jewish perspective, remember we looked at night to day. So it goes from sunset to sunset. So Jesus has the Last Passover several hours earlier than required by Exodus chapter 12, and Leviticus chapter 23, because Jesus is the Paschal Lamb. So he can't have it at the same time he's been killed. That's logical. Not so. Says it earlier with his disciples. And remember when we dealt with the arrest of Jesus, Jesus was brought before Pilate at around 11 o'clock that evening. And the Jews would not go into the judgment hall because they did not want to defile themselves so that they could eat Passover, which was to be eaten on the Wednesday afternoon, the 14th, between the two evenings. Now, what does the Bible mean by between the two evenings? Well, between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock being sunset. Remember, the lamb was to be killed at 3 o'clock. Jesus died on the cross Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So Jesus was the Paschal Lamb, slain at the exact moment required by the law of Moses. And this is what 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7 tells us. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Well, let's continue in John chapter 13 and verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Even in this intimate setting, behind closed doors, Satan is there. And don't you know that this is still true in the church today? Even in the church today, the devil is here. And Jesus tells us to understand this. Don't let this destroy your faith. You see, so many people have this feeling, well, we're in church. Everyone must be perfect. I've got some sad news for you. No one's perfect. And Jesus tells us to be wise and to be aware of this. Because the Antichrist comes from amongst us, not from outside. And not everyone in the church loves Jesus. Think about that. Especially when you're doing business and someone comes across as being a true Christian. They're the first ones who take you. And the Lord says, Judas is from amongst us. The Antichrist is from amongst us. Don't be surprised at this. Don't let it destroy your faith. Understand it. Be wise. Be aware. But at the same time, live close to God. In other words, keep your eyes on Jesus because man will fail you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You see, Judas had been seduced by the devil. It all looked so good on the outside, but inwardly he had been seduced because he held to the values of the world. And you see, religious people look like that. Always talk about religion, always got a prophecy, always got something going down. Know the scriptures better than you, except it's only half scriptures. Jesus says these are types of Judas. They're in amongst us. Don't be surprised. But how could Judas betray Christ? He was a believer.